Gang of Eight Amnesty Architect declares victory as GOP/Dems pass green card giveaway. By John Binder on July 13, 2019. The architect of the infamous Gang of Eight Amnesty plan in 2013 is declaring victory as 140 House Republicans helped House Democrats pass an overhaul that allows India to monopolize the United States green card system for at least a decade. Immigration attorney Leon Fresco is praising House Republicans and House Democrats for advancing H.R. 1044, legislation that allows thousands of Indian nationals who have taken American jobs through programs like the H-1B visa at the behest of tech conglomerates and Indian outsourcing firms to more quickly obtain green cards to eventually get American citizenship. The legislation allows Indian nationals to effectively monopolize the U.S. green card system for at least the next 10 years, providing a constant stream of foreign workers to the outsourcing lobby and tech giants like Amazon, Facebook, and Google that American professionals will be forced to compete against for white-collar U.S. jobs. Fresco, who boasts about being the primary drafter of 2013's Gang of Eight amnesty scheme. The legislation that would have provided amnesty to the majority of illegal aliens in the U.S. and would have helped add 32 million eligible foreign-born voters to the U.S. electorate by 2036. Praised the passage of the green card giveaway online. Fresco applauded Representative Dan Crenshaw's RTX explanation of why he voted in support of the green card giveaway plan, calling it the most cogent explanation of the legislation. This year, Department of Homeland Security DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan approved Fresco to join the DHS Advisory Council despite his staunch opposition to President Trump's America First immigration agenda. Despite tech corporations' claims that there is a shortage of American workers to take coveted high-paying, white-collar jobs in the STEM fields, about 4 million young Americans enter the workforce each year. Many American workers have spoken out about how they were fired, replaced, and forced to train their foreign replacements. Every year, more than 100,000 foreign workers are brought to the U.S. on the H-1B visa and are allowed to stay for up to 6 years. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements, as highlighted by Breitbart News. More than 85,000 Americans annually potentially lose their jobs to foreign labor through the H-1B visa program. The replacement of American workers through the H-1B visa program is set to be exacerbated by H.R. 1044.